The Amidah. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, the most high God, who bestows loving kindnesses and is master of all things, who remembers the pious deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children for your name's sake. King, helper, saviour and shield, blessed are you, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. You, O Lord, are mighty forever. You resurrect the dead. You are mighty to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the fallen, heal the sick, free the bound, and maintain your faith to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, O Master of mighty deeds, and who compares to you, O King, who causes death and restores to life, and makes salvation to spring forth? Faithful are you to resurrect the dead. Blessed are you, O Lord, who resurrects the dead. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy ones praise you every day. Blessed are you, O Lord, the holy God. You favour man with knowledge, and teach understanding to mortal man. Favour us with knowledge, understanding, and discernment. Blessed are you, O Lord, gracious giver of knowledge. Cause us to return, our King, to your service, and bring us back in perfect repentance to your presence. Blessed are you, O Lord, who delights in repentance. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed. But you pardon and forgive. Blessed are you, O Lord, the gracious one who abundantly pardons. Look upon our affliction and plead our cause, and redeem us speedily for your name's sake, for you are a mighty redeemer. Blessed are you, O Lord, the redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, and we shall be saved, for you are our praise. Grant a perfect healing to all our wounds, for you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful physician. Blessed are you, O Lord, who heals the sick of your people Israel. Bless this year on our behalf, O Lord our God, together with every kind of produce of its crops, for our good. Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless our year like the best years. Blessed are you, O Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise the banner to gather our exiles and gather us from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gathers the dispersed of your people Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counsellors as at the beginning. Remove from us sorrow and groaning. Reign over us, O Lord, you alone, in loving kindness and compassion, and justify us in righteousness. Blessed are you, O Lord, the King who loves righteousness and judgment. To the righteous and the pious, the elders of your people, the house of Israel, the remnant of their scribes, true converts, and to us also may your tender mercies be stirred, O Lord our God. Grant a good reward to all who faithfully trust in your name. Set our portion with them for ever, so that we may not be put to shame, for we have trusted in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, the stay and assurance of the righteous. And to Jerusalem, your city, may you return in mercy and dwell there as you have spoken. Rebuild it soon and in our days as an everlasting structure, and soon establish the throne of David within it. Blessed are you, O Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the offspring of David, your servant, to flourish, and lift up his glory by your divine help, because we wait for your Yeshua all the day. Blessed are you, O Lord, who causes the strength of Yeshua to flourish. Hear our voice, O Lord our God. Spare us and have mercy upon us, and accept our prayer in mercy and favour. For you are a God who hears prayers and supplications. From your presence, our King, turn us not away empty, for you listen in mercy to the prayer of your people Israel. Blessed are you, O Lord, who hears prayer. Accept, O Lord our God, your people Israel and their prayer. Restore the service to the inner sanctuary of your house. Receive in love and favour both the offerings of Israel and their prayer, and may the worship of your people Israel be ever acceptable to you. And let our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, O Lord, who restores your divine presence to Zion. We gratefully thank you, for you are the Lord our God and the God of our fathers for ever and ever. You are the rock of our lives, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and declare your praise for our lives which are committed to your hand, and for our souls which are in your charge, and for your miracles which are with us every day, and for your wonders and your mercies which are performed at all times, evening, morning and afternoon. You who are utterly good, whose mercies never fail, you, merciful one, whose loving kindnesses never cease, we have always hoped in you. For all these, your name, our King, shall be continually blessed and exalted for ever and ever. And everything that lives shall give thanks to you for ever, and shall praise your name in truth, O God of our salvation and our help. Blessed are you, O Lord, whose name is the utterly good one, and to whom it is fitting to give thanks. Establish peace, welfare, blessing, grace, loving kindness, and mercy to us and to all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you have forgiven us, O Lord our God, the Torah of life. Loving kindness and righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace, and may it be good in your sight to bless your people and Israel at all times, and in every season with your peace. Blessed are you, O Lord, who blesses your people Israel with peace. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And may the God of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, the Father of glory, give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, so that we will know what is the hope to which he has called us, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Messiah, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenlies. And may he grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Messiah which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled up to all the fullness of God.